On the phone with me in the station is Rick Hoganson. He's the chief of police for Two Harbors. Thank you so much, Rick, for calling in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, Rick, it's been a while. I know we've talked about a lot of things in the past, and we usually just like to start by checking in with you and your crew. I think you're back to your full cadre of officers, correct? And
yep.
Hopefully that, for a while, you were deep into being understaffed and training and all that, and hopefully that has all passed.
Yeah, we are back to full staff, but the training really never goes away, so...
Okay.
And that's always here, so we're always busy with that. But, yep, back up to our full complement of officers.
Okay. All right, well, first, let's talk about some issues that are current. So, blight. What is blight, and what can you tell us about it?
Sure. The Two Harbors Police Department, we take an active role with the city of Two Harbors. And, you know, are kind of responsible for enforcement of our blight ordinance. So, blight, what is it? It's really any... junk motor vehicle, household furniture, appliances, lumbers, you know, just typical garbage that gets, you know, what's the right word, left out in people's yards as they drive around.
If it was water, it would be called flotsam and jetsam.
Sure.
Floating in the water, just junk.
Floating in the water, yeah. So really, we take a pretty proactive approach, and spring is upon us, and it's time, you know, I think all of us... you know, it's all a role we can play in beautifying our community and making it an example for other communities. So we'll be making our way around town and just asking and encouraging people to really look out their back door or their front door, wherever it may be, and give it that objective look and say, you know, could I be in violation of having blight out in my yard? And if so, are the police going to be stopping by my door? So we just ask that they maybe rectify the issue before we have to come and chat with them. It's always a friendly chat. We provide the ordinance, a nice letter, just asking them. And then, you know, most of the time people comply, but and if they need help, we're always here to help and try to figure out the resolution to the issues.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think it does behoove us all to have things looking really nice, although there's always some discrepancy, I suppose, on what people consider looking nice. And I know this is starting to come up, not blight, but it's sort of an somewhat related is mowing lawns. And now there's a new movement to not necessarily have native grasses in your lawn. And I know it's something that we'll probably be talking about, hopefully not with you, though, but with just the city someday. But meantime, time to get the junk out of our yard. You know, I've noticed a lot of people out there really fixing up things this spring. There's something about spring, of course, that everyone gets out and wants to do that. But, I mean, really an extraordinary number of people fixing their roofs and cleaning up their lawns and raking. And so just a good reminder to get rid of the junk, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see everybody out and about in their yards. And just asking everybody to give it that objective look and help out if they can.
Yeah, yep. All right. Next on our list is something that we've talked about before, and I know this is not going to go away anytime soon, but you guys are quite involved in the mental health issues that surround our community, especially if they reach some kind of crisis level. What can you tell us about mental health and what's going on with that?
Mental health and those calls that we receive here for help, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to help people in their times of crisis, in their times of need, and just to talk with them in all instances. But mental health isn't going away through the pandemic and just with life in general. Sometimes things get overwhelming, and the Two Harbors Police Department is here to help. The resources that are available for mental health help continue to expand. So just really wanting to get that message out that if people are in crisis, that there is a big movement to remove the stigma around mental health, and it's okay to ask for help. All of us at one point in our life probably do need help. So, you know, if you need it, certainly call us. We're willing to try to get you to the right place. We don't have all the answers, but we'll help you find them if we need, and we'll just do our best as, you know, people need help and go through maybe a mental health crisis or any other type of emergency that they have. So.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk, Rick, about the appropriateness of having law enforcement work on mental health issues and the training. Is there any kind of assurance you can offer listeners as to, you know, in particular to our town, what kind of services will be offered somebody who has a mental health crisis and does come into interaction with police, either by calling them or by other ways?
Sure. Yep. We do get training each year on mental health, crisis intervention training, implicit bias, you know, all sorts of things that kind of go together. It's mandatory training that we get at varying degrees, but everybody gets it. And the resources that we have, being in a small town, and we work closely with Human Services. You know, we're directly tied to the Birch Tree Center in Duluth, which is, if there's an immediate crisis and someone needs stabilization, we're able to bring them there. If our local hospital isn't appropriate, we know where to bring folks, you know, if they want to, or the need is, or it's appropriate to bring them there. Just a lot of resources that are available, you know, connected to a lot of the services here in and around Two Harbors that offer mental health help. So being from a small town in times like this is really nice, because we know what's out there and what's available. And really, I hope people remember that we as law enforcement are there to help. We're not going to push issues, you know, unless we have to. We're just here to help. We're very good about trying to build rapport quickly and do the things that are necessary to get people out. And if leaving is the appropriate thing to do, we're not afraid to just leave and let people know. So,
yeah. You know, I've seen a few officers in action in the last few months, just in very non-crisis-y situations, but clearly where there was something going on in it. Both times I was struck, I will say, by the very specific demeanor of the officer. I could tell they were working hard to be helpful, but not intrusive. And I don't know, it just, you know, as someone who has worked with a lot of troubled teenagers over the years, I will say that what I saw looked really, really positive. And I hope that that is something that can really be a strength of our town. That's such a huge thing, especially right now with so much stress. You know, I really do hope it's opening up now with things, people being able to interact with each other more. And of course, the beautiful outside weather helps too. Have you seen, reflecting back on the winter, Rick, is it been a very abnormal winter or not so much? Or just wondering from your perspective, and you're the ones driving around Two Harbors throughout the winter.
yeah, we were. And, you know, I will say, as much as things changed, you know, in what we were able to do as law enforcement, our community engagement went way down from the pandemic. But that was forced upon us, and that's starting to increase now. But, you know, we were still busy. You know, I think the one thing that changed is we wore masks. We took those precautions a little bit extra when we responded to our calls. But our law enforcement calls really never went away. People were super good about if they needed paperwork from us or they had questions. You know, a lot of times we would see those people in our lobby. But instead, you know, they figured out how to reach out through phone, you know, through email, filling out those requests. And I think it actually created a stronger relationship in some ways with our community, because they figured out that we were there to help them.
Yeah.
Through the phone, through email, that we didn't have to do everything face-to-face. Certainly face-to-face is good, but nope, our calls were still where they were. We were busy, and we continue to be busy. So there was people in their homes, you know, but yep, everything was good through the winter.
Okay. And now we've talked in the past about beginning these ward meetings to enhance community law enforcement relations, and I know that was pretty much put the kibosh for COVID, but maybe is there noise about bringing that back?
Yeah, it's on the, I guess, the horizon. Maybe that's not the right word, but it's there. It's something that we still have and we're wanting to do. I think just making ourselves available to the public, even if it's just two people in a room, to be able to share some information.
Oh, yeah. I think that stuff will be super. I mean, I want to go. I just want to meet these people that are driving around all the time. You know, it's kind of like, until you know them, there is an awkwardness on both sides. Even if people want to know each other, there's no real means to do that unless you're in a situation or unless you have a, you know, a meeting to. So I hope that those will come to be before too long. And I think that's wonderful that that's an initiative that you've started.
Yeah, I think it provides a unique way of meeting us versus someone having to call 911 and we show up at their door where they're in crisis or they're a victim or they just don't know what to do. So it is a unique way to meet new people and maybe establish rapport, you know, before it's actually needed, and maybe, you know, even a friendship here or there. So
yeah, I hope so. So, Rick, I know you, and I know you are not a spotlight kind of person. So I just want to ask you, there has been a lot of civil unrest around, not near here, but not too far from here either. And I don't know if there's anything you would like to say to our community about just the growing awareness of not race relations, but other types of tensions in our country and just so much going on. And I don't know. I just think of if there's anything you'd like to say to that, I think people would be all ears to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know that I have the right words or the perfect words, you know, to say about everything that's happening here in Minnesota, across our country, and, you know, maybe across the globe. But,
yeah,
you know, it's certainly a challenging time. I'm saddened, I guess, by a lot of what's gone on, what's happened. And that makes it a challenge for not only law enforcement, but that trust that the public has in us, you know, and
yeah,
accountability, you know, it's all about accountability, law enforcement, accountability with our neighbors, accountability, you know, I think that's really the key word through all of this is we just need to be accountable to each other and try every day to make that intentional effort to make your community, you know, your town, your, you know, whatever it is, just a better place to live, work, and visit. And that those words, to make, you know, a better place to live, work, and visit, is part of the mission statement of Two Harbors and really something that echoes in all of our peace officers when we do go to work, because that is what we're here to do, is to make Two Harbors a better place to live, work, and visit. So that's what we try to do every day. And I really hope and have confidence that you know, we as a community, as a state and a country, will work through all of this, and you know, the results will be what we need them to be.
Yes. Thank you, Rick, for that. My personal little addendum of personal experience is that you are available by phone. You know, if anyone has a question, a concern, or something that you saw that you didn't like or want to have questions about, like, I think, you know, like you said, like, keeping lines of communication open, being accountable to one another, I think you would welcome people calling in with their very real concerns. You know, these things need to be talked about and not just held in as complaints or growing resentment and anger. It seems like keeping that communication open is key. So am I right in just throwing you out there as someone who's available to talk to as well?
No, certainly I'm here, and I would encourage people to call the police department. And I'd encourage them to call not only for their complaints and their concerns, because we do have policy that when it comes to complaints against peace officers that we do follow, but for their concerns. But I'd also encourage them to call with their compliments, like you shared one here today in how you viewed things. Those things are super important as well.
Yes.
We'll deal with the complaints, the concerns, those things that we need to. But those compliments, we get a lot of compliments as well, as do a lot of law enforcement agencies across the state of Minnesota. So let's not lose sight of those, I would ask. And if you have those, I'd listen to them as well.
So. That would be good. Very good note to end on. Thank you so much, Rick. And we'll have you again before too long, I hope.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. You have a good weekend. Get out there. It's so warm and beautiful today.
Yes. Enjoy the sun.
All right. Bye-bye. Rick Hoganson is our chief of police here in Two Harbors, Minnesota.